Mizma Mem Mem Beis. Okay, Mizma Mem Beis, Yerem Yitzav Hashem Chasev Elayla Shiva Imoi Tefila Lekilchoi. Pasuk Tes, page 386. Mizma Mem Beis, Pasuk Tes. By day, may Hashem command his kindness, and at night, Shiroi Imi, may his song be with me. Tefila Lekilchoi, a prayer to the living God. Let's pasuk. We're going to finish up this mizmor now. Pasuk Yud Oimer Lekel.
We touched upon it.
Right. We're going to run through very quickly. It's not that much. That's from Mefarshim here. Okay. I'll just run through it quickly. Oimer Lekel. I'm going to finish up the mizmor. Oimer Lekel. Oimer. Say. Oimer means, I guess, to say. Lekel. She should say. Oimer. She should say. Who's the she? Who's the subject? The neshama. The neshama should say Lekel. To God, Sal'i, you are my rock. Lama, shichachtani, why did you forget about me? Lama, why? Koder elecha, balachatz oyev. Why did the enemy, with lachatz, with oppression, make it dark towards you? Okay, we really need to see that more and more precisely. Just read the words, the next words, and we'll come back to it. Beretzach. Retzach Retzach means murder, right? Retzach is Retzicha. Be'atzmosai, with a in my bones, they killed my bones. Yeah. They murdered me in my bones. Cherfuni, they insulted me. Tzora, my enemies. Be'amar me'lai, when they said to me, Kalayim ayi elokecha. This is the second time it says this mizmo, this idea. They say to me, where's your God? This we're repeating for the third time. This word, we're going to discuss that. Now David says to his neshama, why are you so downtrodden? And why are you so in a state of chaos? Instead, I command you, my neshama, have faith in Hashem, wait for Hashem, hope in Hashem, ki od odenu, the day will yet come when I will praise Him, Yeshua's ponai. They look at the salvations of my presence and my God. Okay, all these words over here obviously are very difficult. So let's go back and try to read these words a little bit more precision with the Mitzudos of David. We'll go back to Pasuk Yud, and we'll try to make it, try to get much more clarity. Pasuk Tes, Yoimam Yitzav Hashem Chastai. Pasuk Tes on page 387. 387 on the very bottom of the page, Yoimam Yitzav Yitzaveh, Uva Yomim Harishonim. In the earlier days, kasholachti el beis Hashem hinei b'yoyim, b'yoyim tziva Hashem chastoi olai v'holachti betach. First thing is over here, the subject of the pasuk, the topic. The topic of the pasuk is discussing aliyah l'regel. Back in the olden days, when I was oyle l'regel, that's what the good old days. Yomam by day, when I traveled by day, Hashem commanded that we should travel with security. Everything should be a safe passage. Go to the, everyone knows you go travel long distance. Sometimes you can have a very good trip. Sometimes not such a good trip. Okay, it's all mazel. When you say siyat shmaya, some will tell you it's mazel. Some will tell you it's good planning. Some will tell you have to be a seasoned traveler. But everyone knows that sometimes when you travel, there's no delays, there's no traffic, and you get a good seat, and there's no one sitting next to you. And the food is good, entertainment is good, and it's just smooth sailing. That's the way it was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He wants, He can arrange things that the journey is very pleasant. By day, Hashem commanded, Yitzav Hashem commanded His kindness. By day, Hashem commanded, even though this pasuk is being really written in the future tense, in prophecy, we have a tendency to intermingle the past, the present, the future. So over here, he's describing the past. By day, uvayomim harishonim, kasholachti beis Hashem hinei beyoyim, by day tziv Hashem chas olai v'olachti betach. Everything was smooth. It was chesed. You can. It's a very interesting term to say. How is your trip, Mark? You travel a lot. How was your trip? It was with chesed. The trip was with chesed. That's what David says. The trip, our journey, was chesed. Everything was unbelievable. Siat Shmai Hashkocha Pratis, chesed. Hashem did kindness with us. It could have been a lot worse. Things, there can be delays. You can have a screaming child sitting next to you, banging on you the whole day. I once on a flight, there was a kid behind me, kid in front of me, in the seat in front of me, and the whole flight, banging on the chair, And every time he banged on the chair, the chair basically hit me. I don't know why the chair was like that. Don't give you much leg room. And you have screaming children, you have this and you have that. All these different situations. Things can always be a lot worse. Hashem commanded, the trip was chesed. So his term, David, has a unique way to describing his journey. Chesed, it was with chesed. Uvalayla shiroi imi. What does that mean, uvalayla? Mitzudas David, uvalayla habamaloin. When we went to the hotel, we stopped over in the motel in our resting. Hoya imi shira usafila. And we at night, we sang a kumzitz. A kumzitz when we arrived, when we stayed overnight in the motel. Shiroi imi. There was shiru safila Hashem hashoymer imi. There was shiroi imi. That's number one. We thanked Hashem. And likewise, tefillah, we praised Hashem, lekel choy, and he adds in, who guards to the God, who chayoy, he adds a word in the pasuk, the mitzudot David, who guards my life. Pasuk yud, oimra, zois bezachri, I remember the following thing. When I said lekel chizki, I remember the following. I remember zois, I say the following. I'm David now. Pasuk. It's a hard pasuk.
Yeah.
I declare the following when I remember. According to the Mitzudos, we're adding a word into the pasuk. Remember. When now today I recall those good old days. I say to Hashem in longing, oh, if only once again it could be like that. Oimra lekel chizki. Yes. It's a lot of words you have to insert here in this pasuk, according to everyone. Now,
after praising him,
all right. So first, we're talking about what the pasuk test is describing, the wonderful experience we had. Pasuk good is now describing, oy, it's not like that anymore today. Today, think about people used to go not so long ago. People went to Eretz, so they went to Russia. I went to Russia, Aeroflot. Remember, everyone was very cheap. It was very, people, and now they go, they enjoyed it very much. They went and they stopped over, they went to Moscow, they got a tour, they went out, and they spent the day there, they got a wonderful tour. Some people who are more daring, like Mayer, would go to Kiev, they would go with a Ukrainian airline, okay? Could you imagine today someone going?
I don't think so.
I don't think anyone's going today with Aeroflot, anyone's going today with Ukrainian airline, no one's going to Moscow, no one's going to Kiev. Okay, no way. Okay, pikuach mamish, pikuach nefesh. So over here, it wasn't so long ago. What happened? All of a sudden, the whole world came to an end. Oimra, so I say to my neshama, lekel, I say to God, Sali, you are my rock. Lekel, oimra, bezois, bezochri, oimra, lekel, chizki, you are my, lekel means you are my strength. Sali, you are my rock. Sali, you are my rock. Lama, why? Shechachtani, why? Lama ata shechachtani, v'lama eilech b'choyeshech. Why did you forget me? Why do I have to walk, go in darkness? Bavur lachatz oyev. Why did you forget me? Lama why? Koider. Koider means darkness. Koider eilecha b'lachatz oyev. There are many words we have to add into the pasuk. Why do I have to travel now in darkness? Because of the lachatz, the oppression of the oyev. I want to go to Eretz Yisrael today. You have to go surreptitiously. You have to go and figure out some secret route where the authorities are not going to catch you. Because if you want to go the regular Derech HaYashar, forget it. You're in a lot of trouble. Now, you Hashem, you are my strength. You are my rock. Why have you forgotten me? Why lamad? Why is it koder elecha? When I want to travel to you, I travel in darkness, under the cover of darkness. Why? Because now we're in a different matzav. We're in a situation where the enemy is trying to oppress us. The lachatz, the oppression of the oyev, and that forces us today to travel to Hashem, if we can, if we want, in a state of darkness, a surreptitious journey to avoid contact with the authorities.
By the way, koder is like a kedera.
The bottom of a pot.
The blackened bottom of a pot.
The black bottom of the pot, correct. Pasuk yud aleph beretzach. the Atzmosai, Mitzudas David, on the next page, page 388, Beretzach, Ritzoinele, Mamasher, Harfuni, Tzoroi, this that my enemies, they insult me. So Harfuni means to insult. This that Harfuni, they insult me. They insult me. Beatzmosai, in my bones, Beretzach, Beatzmosai, Harfuni, Tzoroi. We have to really translate the pasuk backwards. Tzoroi means my enemies. They insult me with Retzach. With look at the Mitzudos Sion, return to Loimar b'cherev with a sword, and they thrust the sword into my bones. And then obviously it's an expression. Look at the Mitzudos David, return to Loimar Mashach Harfuni Tzoroi b'Amram, and they say to me Aye Elokecha Doime be'enai. It's equivalent ki'ilu b'cherev daku b'yatzmosai. They're thrusting a sword into my bones. It's probably the very most painful thing is to break a person's bones. That's incredibly painful. So this, you have to read the pasuk basically completely backwards. Did I sign into the wrong one? Oh no, maybe I signed in. Yes, I signed into the wrong. I'm sorry. I signed into the wrong. Someone sent you a message?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I signed into the evening shiur instead of the night shiur. I have to pay attention. What I do.
You don't have to
come
here in the middle of the night to give your stuff.
What?
You can come here in the middle of the night, fix the
store, and you get your stuff. I'm not here in the middle of the night. It's 7 o'clock. It's not in the middle of the night.
Hey, you go to sleep early.
Okay, we're having over here some trouble launching this.
Today is the yard side. Is it Rabbi David Feinstein's yard side? It's also the
yahrzeit
of Lord
Sir
Jonathan Sacks.
Oh, today's the yahrzeit, wow.
Today's the yahrzeit.
All right, Adam doesn't want to. Let's see if we can get this to work. Doesn't want to. Oh, here we go. All right. We have to sign out and then sign back in on the right account. Here we go. Installing updates. Do not close this window. Now, from all the times it has to install updates. In the middle of the share. All right, let's continue. We have here, Beretzach b'atzmosai cherfuni tzoroi nidmil. So Mitzvah Sovit says that you have to really read the entire pasuk. Read the pasuk backwards. Okay, they're all over here.
Okay,
got it. Let me just say hello to everyone.
Hello,
everyone. Shalom Aleichem. I am sorry, I apologize. I mistakenly logged into the wrong account. I logged into the evening account, the account that we use in the evening, my personal account. And I was wondering, no one's here. So I figured, I guess I'm just not too popular. But I see now, but maybe someone sent a message and then we realized the mistake, so here we are, we're back on.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, so we're on page 388. We're going through the Pesukim, we're middle of the Pesukim. We're Pasuk Yud Aleph. We're middle of Pasuk Yud Aleph. We're discussing over here. Beretzach b'atzmosai cherfuni tzoroi b'amam elai kol yam aye elokecha. We have to read this Pasuk backwards. We read it backwards, and then we read over here is that my enemies, they say to me the entire day, where is your God? Okay, this was a very common taunt of the Nazis against the Jews when they sent them into the gas chambers. Where is your God? If how could your God abandon you and do this to you? And my enemies, they...
The same thing with Israel.
Every day, this is something, with this is the story of Golos.
The challenge to Israel, the challenge to Jewish nation is a challenge to our God.
As long as you assume that the state is a Jewish state, those
no.
people...
No. Our existence and the threats against our existence are a war against God, whether it comes from Muslims or anybody else.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. But unfortunately, there are people out there that don't believe the state of Israel is a Jewish state. They look at it as an Israeli state.
No, it's the same. They don't look at it that way. That's because they're anti-Semitic. Being anti-Semitic is, in the main part, being anti-government.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. 100%. 100%. Okay, Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Pasuk over here says that backwards, that we read the words backwards. Read the second line first. The Omram Eli Kol Hayoim Aye Elokecha. Our enemies say to us the entire day, where is your God? That insult is very painful. Now we read the top line. That is what Cherfuni Tzoruroi. This is the insult of my enemies. And when they say this to us, it feels like someone has taken a sword and has thrust it be'atzmo sai, has taken a sword and thrust it into my bones with retzach, with the intent of murdering us.
Murderous intent.
Okay, so it's a complex pasuk. The mitzvah stuff, it says, the only way you can understand this pasuk is by reading it backwards, again one more time. Our enemies insult us. Let's read the middle of the book first. Cherfuni tzoroi. Our enemies,
they
bones.
There
was in the Dafyomi, when somebody even made a neder, someone makes a neder to my bones. Make a neder by my bones. I use it to... Right. So here it means a bone that he used to curse with. It's a strange case, right? It's in the Mishnah. But etzach biasmasai cherfuni tzorai. So therefore, read the middle of the pasuk first. Cherfuni tzorai. My enemies insult me. What is the insult?
Taunt.
What is the taunt? The taunt is be'omam elai kol hayom ayei elokecha. And that taunt is painful. It is equivalent, it feels as if they've taken a sword, doesn't say the word sword in the pasuk, the mitzvah adds it, and they thrust it, the atzmosai, with the intent of retzach.
If you could place those first two words after a lie, and it would fit, retzmosai, 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 retzmosai.
Okay, right. It's all the same. It's just how you translate it, but it's all the same. The idea is there. Okay. That now we go to the last pasuk. The last pasuk you based in the Mishnah Savit, is the last pasuk that we read the third time we had this pasuk. Matishtachi. David is now speaking to his neshama. Neshamala, calm down. Don't be upset. Have faith. Have faith. Have hope. Hope to Hashem. Have faith. Matishtachi. Nafshi. Umatehemi, why are you downtrodden? Why are you in a state of depression, my neshama? Umatehemi oloi, oloi goes together, I believe. And why are you temi? Are you crying to me? Temi is an expression of moaning and groaning. What's in the mitzvahs? Matishachi. Okay, the other person. He's over here coming to give comfort. Okay, I don't know, he means over here he's trying to calm down. He's coming to give comfort to his neshama. He says to the neshama, don't be so upset. Don't get so depressed. Don't be so downtrodden. Don't moan. Tehemi is an expression of moaning and groaning. In the mitzudos.
Now I know where they get it in Hatikva. In the Jewish hymn, Nefesh Yehudi
Homiyah. Homiyah. The Nefesh Yehudi is Homiyah, it cries. From Tehillim. Everything comes from yeah. Tehemi is to moan, to cry in a state of tzar.
Or to stir.
To stir within you.
I think it's a home confounded.
Confounded, okay. Confounded, to stir within you, to cry. The neshama is in a state of pain.
Turmoil.
The neshama is in a state of turmoil, and the word tehemi is the expression of the neshama crying out from its state of turmoil. And the exact precise word, and we have over here a very educated audience here who has many different
nuances.
Flowery words to describe the cry of the neshama in this state of pain, turmoil, and we have all these different terms of and David says, Ma tishtoichachi nafshi, why are you my neshama downtrodden? Uma tehemi oloi, why are you confounded? Why are you crying out? Why are you astir?
Why to me?
Calm down, relax. I'm telling you, all you have to do is hoichili leilokim. Be patient. Be patient and wait. Have hope, patience. Many different terms which mean the same, which are very similar, because good days are yet to come. Ki od odenu. Yeshuois ponai velokoi. Mitsudois, we need a good precise translation for these words. Why? Ki ododenu ba'avur ha'teshua ashayova olai. The salvation that will come upon me. So the word ponai, the Mitsudois is translating to mean what will come upon my face, upon me. The day is going to come when salvation will come to me. And when that happens, then you will praise Hashem. Okay, ki halohu me oilam. Me oilam means it's. I'm not sure what that really means. Ki me oilam Yeshua's ponai velokai. It is eternal. The salvations of ponai. Velokoi. Let's read a little further. Gamme hagolus hazeh yoshia. So I think what he's saying over here is, if I'm not mistaken, I think what he's doing is something that we've done many, many times. The technique is, let's look back at history. Let us study Jewish history, or study your own life history. And kime oilam, he's saying over that in the past, he seems to be saying, ki oid oidenu. How do I know this? How do I know that I will once again praise Hashem? Because in the past, I've been in the same difficult situation and Hashem has come to my rescue. And therefore, I have a right to assume that history repeats itself. That just like in the past, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has come to my rescue.
Than that Hashem is consistent.
He's consistent and is consistent. That just like in the past, Hashem has saved me when I cried out to Him. There is no reason in the world why Hashem will not save me once again. Now, today, when I cry out to Him once again, let's try to read it again with Him. Ki oy bavur hatashua shoyavo elai, ki haloi hu me oylam. Hashem always has been there for me. The Yeshua's ponai veloi kona. I don't really know how to read these two words together. It's very difficult. The salvations of ponai. Veloikoi, the salvations of myself and my God. I'm not exactly sure what this means. What does the Targum say? This always good. Look at the Targum. Targum over here. Pasuk Yud Beis. Matis makachin nafshi. Why are you lowly? Why are you downtrodden? Umo sirgishi olai. Why are you at rage? Okay, he learned interesting over here. The word sirgishi. I looked up this part of this targum in preparation, and in English translation that I used, it says word sirgishi. He translates with the word rage, which is interesting word because that's not the same connotation as what we've been translating the word tehemi. Tehemi means to be astir, to be confounded, as Rav Mordechai said.
And turmoil, Tirgishi maybe could be like turmoil, so whether you were in a stir and turmoil.
Right, so that's the question, is the translation accurate? Is the translation that I came across, because the word rage has a connotation of anger.
I don't know, well, it's like mama rogshu go
yiv. Right.
Right, so it's not necessarily accurate. Okay, it's the same idea.
Turmoil,
fine. Now here comes the next part. Oyrichu le eloko. Wait. Oyrich means to wait. That's the translation of Oyrich means to wait. Wait for Hashem. Arum means because. Tuv means again. Tuv means
shuv.
Shuv, which means again. Shuv means again, right. Shuv means again. Ashab Echine, I will once again praise him. When? When will I praise him? Again, I will praise him. When? Bipur Kone, when there will be
Yeshua.
Salvation. Demin Kodomohi, from him, to who? Eloki. Okay, so he's translating Ponai means him, Hashem. Now the difficulty is to say Ponov. Ponov, Hashem's face. And Velokoi is a bit of a chiddush to say, because he is my God. So obviously the Targum is learning over here a very sophisticated, this expression over here in Tehillim is a very sophisticated use of the language, where we're shortening words. And when it says Ponai, he's translating means Ponov. De who Elokoi? When it says
Ponai, he's translating Demin Kadmoi.
From before him, Kodomo, before him.
From before me, Demin Kadmoi.
Kodomo, I think before him,
Kodomo.
What does it mean, Kodomoi? I think it's
from before me, from in my breath.
Me or before him? I don't know, maybe you're right. From before him, before Hashem.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe Mordechai, I don't know, but I think Kodomo means before Hashem. If that is the case, so it should say Ponov. Not Ponai, Ponai means before me, my Ponim.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
So obviously there's a sophisticated use of the words, okay? Obviously the Hebrew language is a lot, is very, very sophisticated, and this Pascal obviously needs a lot of work to properly understand what it means to say. It would appear, maybe I'm totally wrong, that the Mitzudis, the Targum is learning over here, Ki od odenu, good days are yet to come, when the Yeshuois ponai, okay, which really in this context means the salvations that come, that emanate from before Hashem's ponim, velokoi, and he is my God. I mean, it's very choppy. I'm struggling. I don't know what it means. I'm struggling over here. I'm just trying to translate the words in the Targum. And Targum over it says, the salvations that will come, de min kodomoi, de hu eloki. He is my God. That's not what it says over here, the word velokoi. He's translating that to mean, de hu eloki. He is my God. The mitzudois, I don't know what he's saying altogether. He says over here, bavur hatashua asher yavo elai, that will come to me. Ki haloi hu me'olam.
I guess he's making it more himself rather than, let's say, Rashi's Shita, which has been the far future.
I didn't do Rashi yet. Look first in the Mitzudas.
I'm saying, yeah. Radak, maybe he's making this thing personal.
Okay, I didn't do the Radak yet either. I'm reading the Mitzudas first.
I meant Mitzudas.
Hashem has always, from time immemorial, been for me the Yeshua's Parnai
Velokai. Yeah, you see.
Okay,
I think that doesn't fit either.
No,
you don't talk about yourself from time immemorial. You know.
No, I think a little bit. I appreciate the flavor of the Matilda stuff. What I'm saying. The other thing over here is you have to add a couple of words in, but then the expression makes sense. Ki od oidenu. Period. Put a break there. Why? How do I know that the day will come that I will praise Hashem? How do I know that? Put a hard break there. The answer is because add a couple of words. Ki me'olam. You have to add those two words. Ki me'olam. Because from time immemorial, this has always been, Hashem has a proven track record. He has been thoroughly consistent. That he has always been the Yeshua's ponai, the salvation of my ponim. Hashem has always come to my rescue. Veloikoi, he has always been my God. He has always been for me as a God to redeem me, to save me from my difficulties. So just like in the past, Hashem has been the Yeshua's Ponai, Veloikoi. He has always come to my rescue. He has proven himself to be a source of strength and salvation for me. I have a right to assume that Hashem will once again come to my rescue in the difficult situation I find myself in now, and ki odenu, I will once again, soon enough, okay, once again, soon enough, I will sing to Hashem Hallel. Okay, that's the way the Mitzudas David appears. He's adding in the words that he's adding into the pasuk are the words ki haloi hu me'olam. 1, 2, 3, 4 words are being added into the text in order to make sense of this pasuk. Ki hu May Oilam, and it's a very important yisod. It's a very powerful idea. The Radak dwelled upon this quite a bit. And obviously the Mitzvah stuff is drawing from the Radak, and that is a very, very powerful yisod that I don't think every person takes to be so obvious. And that is when a person finds himself in a very difficult situation, you have to say to yourself, did this ever happen to me before? Did this ever happen? Did this situation ever happen? And the answer is, yes, it did. It happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago. We were in the same difficult situation. What happened? Well, it worked out. Things worked out. So how did it work out? Did it make sense? Was it logical how it worked out? Was it al derech hateva? And you'll say, definitely not. It was a special hashgacha pratis. By going back and studying the facts, studying history, it's clear that there was a sequence of events that are not logical, and it was obviously the Yad Hashem which made things. Hashem is mesavev kol hasibos and made things work out, and we survived. The same way we survived 10 years ago when we were in the exact same situation, that is an inspiration that now, today, when we find ourselves in a difficult situation, it will work out again, and we just have to have faith. If we were the first people to have faith, it would be the first time, then it would be that much more difficult. Everyone has the famous question, how come, what's Avraham Avinu, the 10th in the son is the Akedah, the last week's parasha. What's the big deal? The Akedah. 6 million people went to the Akedah only 75 years ago. So Avraham Avinu, Kachnas, Binchas, Yechidcha, Shahavta, V'lech lecha eretz hamiv ha'alei Hashem li'oil al-achar he'odem, Hashem ha'alecha. Big deal. 6 million people went to the Akedah. Believe me, it's a big deal. Okay? 6 million people went to the Akedah. So what's Avraham Avinu? Why does he get Ato Yodati Ki Yirei Elokim Atav Lechasach Tas Binchas Yechidcha Mimeni? The answer, he was the first. He was the first. When you're the first, it's different. And if you want to go, what? Nachsha ben Adar, they jumped into the Kriyas Yamsaf. It's different. He did not have a history to look back on, and say, oh, you see, it can be done. He didn't have that history. So therefore, it was indeed very, very, very incredible and beyond our wildest imagination. But we today, believe me, it's quite an Nisayon. No one's not going to take anything away from anyone. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. But we have the advantage that we have behind us a very long history, and we have a lot what to learn from. And that is the value of studying. What does it say in the pasuk? Pasuk in the end of the Torah? Sha'al avicha v'yageitcha zekeinecha v'yoyimru lach. There's a mitzvah of studying Jewish history. They say over in the name of Rav Chutner, I don't know, I can't quote you chapter and verse, I can't tell you if it's true or not, I don't know, but this is what I've heard said over, that Rav Chutner held that studying Jewish history is begeder Talmud Torah. Could you imagine to say such a thing? That you can make a bracha, I don't think he went that far, that before you read a book on Jewish history, I'm just telling you something extreme, which is not true, just to wake up, is you can make the bracha asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu la'asoik b'divrei Torah. You get credit for Talmud Torah when you study Jewish history. Who said that? He didn't say that. That you're saying that. That you're saying from other people in today's generation. I'm talking about voting. I'm talking about studying Jewish history. You study Jewish because Jewish history, there is what to learn from. What is it to learn? Who cares? It's nice stories, very nice, inspirational stories. What does it have to do with today? Whatever happened during the Crusades. So what is it? How is it relevant? How is it relevant to today? The answer is, today we find ourselves in extremely difficult situations in many different dimensions, different areas of life. Every day is a new story. And how do we deal with these stories? We don't know. We don't have any solution. But Emunah, study history. Jews found themselves even greater in even more difficult situations. Jews found themselves in every situation you can possibly imagine. And somehow they survived. And when we study history and we see that the chance of their survival was literally zero, and it was a miracle of miracles, Hashgacha Pratis, Hashem brought about salvation. From those stories, we can derive inspiration. If they survived, we will survive. Every situation, yeah?
I don't understand.
thing because...
Because we didn't survive. I know, because 6 million people didn't survive. So how are we going to survive?
How can you say, before the question, Baruch, we answered me last time, you can answer me now. It's not a sermon, Hashem. Maybe the reason why Hashem answered me last time is because of me. Because
okay, so let me recalibrate. 100%, it doesn't mean that Hashem will answer you, because the proof is, unfortunately, Hashem did not answer a lot of people. Absolutely. But what I meant to say was, being that we did find that there are those selected individuals who were answered, so there is hope that you also could be answered against all odds. If it never happened before, then just give up, because the chances are zero. Al derech hateva, the chance of survival are zero. So if chances are zero, throw in the towel, it's over. But because in the past, there were people, not everyone, there were individuals, there were yechidim, there were situations where miraculously they were answered. So that goes to show that if Hashem wants to answer you, He can.
Right.
That's all it means. So don't give up. What? It's up to Him. But the point is, look back from history for inspiration that Hashem can help you. If Hashem wants, will Hashem help you? That's up to Him.
Look, there's a famous saying, those who do not learn the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them.
Correct. But if you did not have history, then you would not have hope. See, maybe that's what it means over here, the word hoichili. Hoichili means hope. Hoichili lokim. Hope. It doesn't mean Hashem's going to answer you. But the fact that we have what to look back, and there were events where there was incredible revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Hashem did help, that goes to show Hashem is there. Hashem is ready to help us. Will we merit? You know, that's a tough question. No one knows the answer to that. But there's hope. Because if other people survived, then we could also survive. Will we survive? Not necessarily. But if we did not have history to look back at, then there is no hope. Then you just look at statistics. Statistics state that there is no hope, so that's it, it's over. But absolutely, there's no guarantee for nothing. For nothing. I always tell you this story. Unfortunately, I don't know the names. I've lost this history. My grandfather, right before World War II, it was very, very dark. Okay? It was very dark. The world was really on the path of things were very, very bad. And my grandfather went into a very holy person. My mother told me the name of the person. I don't remember who it was. It was known to be Mamish, a Malach Elokim Tzavakos. And he went into him on Purim. Or maybe it was Tainis Esther. Or Purim. And everyone was very depressed. And it seemed like the end was near. And my grandfather was very passionate. And he went into him and he said, he's trying to maybe cheer him up, this very holy person. And he said, Rebbe, why should we be so upset and worry? Could it be the Yoifi of Klal Yisrael? Thousands and hundreds of thousands of Psalter of Hashamna, the best of Klal Yisrael is here. Tzadikim, Kedoshim. Hashem's going to allow a Churban. It can't be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow terrible tragedies to happen to us. Hashem's not going to protect us. We have such holy Kedoshim. They did? Okay. Who we're talking about? So he got very angry. He said, this very holy Malach Elokim Tzavaka is a very holy person. He turned white. And he got very angry at my grandfather. And he banged on the table. And he said, read the Megillah. It's time of the Megillah. They also had the best of the best. The Psalter of Hashamna of Klal Yisrael. Kedoshim u'Tohayim. And it says, there was a gezera. Lahashmid, laharoig, ula'abed, es kol ha'yehudim. Minar, v'yadzokein, taf, v'noshim, b'yoyim echad. And it would have happened. It would have happened. The only reason why it didn't happen is because of Mordechai. Leich, kinois, es kol ha'yehudim. That's the only reason why the Churban didn't happen. So don't tell me that Hashem's not going to bring a Churban. Don't tell me all of the Haftachos. Shema Yigroi Machet. And if we're not going to rally, we're in a lot of trouble. Okay? And the rest is history. 6 million people didn't make it. More than 6 million people didn't make it. And everyone who did make it, never the same. The damage cannot be defined in any figment of our imagination, cannot be defined, the damage. So the bottom line is, you're right. But at least we can look back to the story of Purim, and we can look back and we can see that Enoch and Ami, if we will rally, Leich Chinois Kol HaYehudim, V'tzumu Olai, then Hashem can help us. Hashem can do the impossible. There is potential. That's hope. Because if you didn't have the story of Purim to look back at, forget it. There's no hope. Doesn't mean Hashem's going to answer us, but it means at least you have what to look back to have hope. Let's see the Rashis. So this is a very difficult puzzle. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi over here, we did.
The Doc brings two interesting shotim of Bonai and
Okay. So what do you want to see it now? Let's see it now then. Okay. So let's see Matir. We'll do the Radak first. Matir Shteich Achi. Okay, let's go back to Pasuk. We'll go backwards. Pasuk Yidbeis. Matir Shteich Nafshi. Chosel Lenachem Nafshi. V'yomni says, Af al pi sho'ivim, oimim ma'yei Elokecha. Even though my enemies say, where is your God? Ha'ichili l'Elokim. Have hope. Ki Elokim emesu v'oid. Oidenu, the day will come, I will praise him. Al ha'yeshua. She'yehu inyan yeshua. Now he's teaching Shuhu in Adayin. Shehu Adayin Yeshuois Ponoi Kloimar. He says Kloimar means obviously I acknowledge there is a difficulty in translating the words. Sheyovoi Sheyovi Hayeshua Lefonai, Hashem will bring the salvation before me. Before Hashem will bring the salvation to me, to my front door. V'yihye Eloi Koi Sheyakiru Hagoyim Kihu Eloi Kai. He's learning that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings salvation for the Jewish people, then the world, so the subject of the word Ve'elokai means that nations of the world will be forced to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of the Jewish people and we are His chosen nation. Oh, very good. You're saying incredible. Mordechai is saying unbelievable. Mordechai is coming to connect the beautiful, the previous Pasuk Lamed, Yod Aleph, you write a Sefer. This is very chush what you're saying. You're connecting Pasuk Yod Aleph, so home run, out of the ballpark home run of Mordechai. You're connecting Pasuk Yod Aleph to Pasuk Yod Beis. Pasuk Yod Aleph says, they say, Ayei Eloi Kecha. And now the answer is, here he is. Here he is. Ve'eloi Koi. Here he is. He has arrived. He has brought about salvation, Ponai, to my Ponim. He has delivered it, Amazon Prime, to the front door within 24 hours. Here he is.
And continuing in Red Ox.
Oh, let's see. Okay, let's go further. Okay,
in between.
Yeah.
In between. Ayei Elokecha, Ochili Lelokim, Elokai.
I'm sorry, what do you mean to say?
That's the sequence.
He's putting the three Elohim together.
What do you
say? Ayei Elokecha. Okay, so we started.
Ayei Elokecha.
I started to cry. What do you mean?
Have faith and hope in the Shvaruch Hu.
One day
you're going to see my God. He will arrive. He will arrive on the scene. Excellent. Shiakiru Hagoyim Kiyu Elokai. Excellent. So see, you're doing much more than what the Radak didn't do with you. You went where no man went before. You connected what he says over here back to Pasuk Yud Aleph, which really makes all puts it together. Where is your God? Here he is. Okay, Pasuk now he goes, Oye Perish Ponai. It means Chayai. The word Ponai should be substituted with the word my life. He is the Yeshua's Chayai. The salvation of my life. Kimoy al pnei terach aviv, kiloimar b'chayai. My lifetime. The Yerid says that he died on the life of Terach. I never knew that pshat in the pasuk. Al pinei, the presence of Terach Aviv. So he's titling the Radak Aviv. He's titling the one that's a little pronoun in the parashas Lech Lecha. In parashas Noach, what is the parashas Noach Lech Lecha? Where it says that pasuk, the end of Noach, pinei Terach Aviv. It means the life. The life of his father, okay. Kilayma bechayai yavi hayeshua, in my lifetime. Tamari is telling us, where's the pasuk, Tamari? Which parish is that, Tamari? Noach or Lech Lecha? Noach. Oh, you hear this? Who can do this over here? No one can match her. Tamari, it's unbelievable. No one in the whole room is smart like you. You know the answer that no one here knows. You know where the pasuk is and the parasha. Unbelievable. And over here, the Radak is telling us over the word chayah, b'pnei means the life of Terach Aviv. So over here, he's going back to what you said, Mordechai, back to the previous pasuk in the second. And it's all part of the same idea. All right, beautiful. Now, I want to finish up today. So let me just do the rash. I want to tell you one vart. Because I really want to go over the Shiroi Imai with the Mitzvah Gedoyla, but I think we did enough really on Friday. So let's just do over here the Rashi. I want to tell you one last word to wind this down. The Rashi's. The Rashi's over here. We did over here. We're up to Pasuk. The Oid Zois. Okay, it's on page 386. Rashi on the left column. The Al-Zos, the second to last line of Rashi on the left column on page 386. The Oid Zos Oimer. And also this, does my neshama say, Lekel, Sali, Lama, Shechachtoni, the Goimer, Koider, Leshoin Shacharus, darkness. Kimo v'kodar alehem, you will make it dark upon them, okay? Bretzach biatzmosai cherfuni tzoroi, nidmeli ki ilu horgim oisi. Koch otsur biatzmosai, it is otsur, when my enemies, when they insult me, it's as if they murdered me. It is otsur biatzmosai, it is collected in my bones. Ma shet tzorai mach isin umichorfin oisi. In other words, I'm damaged. You know, people Rahman al-Sun, they always think it's really not good to read these magazines. These magazines, they only talk about one thing. They talk about damage to the mental, damage to the mind. Like, obsessed with this, these magazines.
I feel it so deeply.
It's in my bones. It's in my, exactly. That's where it comes from. It's in my bones. The damage of the abuse that I've suffered in my youth never goes away. A child's mind is like wet cement. You mold it when they're young, and those feelings stay with the person the rest of their life. It's incredible. A day in the life of a child is equivalent to 6 months of an adult. It's not a joke. One day, until a child becomes like an early teen. Every day in the life of a child, you know what you're dealing with? How delicate people don't realize. People, they look at children as if they're adults. Big deal, so you get insulted. You know, people you can't. Well, I once tried, it's very interesting. If, you know, you have to hang out with people. I don't hang out with people too much anymore. But it used to be, I used to hang around people. So you take one of those devices, you can get on Amazon for $3, you push one of those things. I know every time you push it, the number goes up. Keep it in your pocket. And just listen the whole day to people. If you hang out with people a lot, and every time someone says something nasty to you, press it. The number really adds up. If you listen, people have a tendency to have a thick skin and just you know, forget it. And they think that children have that same thick skin. They don't. Children are very delicate, and that when you insult them, it has an effect upon them. A child's mind is like wet cement, and it's not so easy to clean out the damage of abuse, all different types of abuse. And if you know what this is, just pick up a magazine, the Mishpacha Am magazine. 90% of the magazine is all about this type of stuff. It makes you sick. It gets sick from this stuff already. And what it says over here is that Klal Yisrael, we suffer from this. We suffer in our conscience today from this abuse. We the Jewish people have been abused for 1,900, even more going back. But in Galus, we have been abused. They taunt us and they say to us, Aye Elokecha, Cherfuni Tsaroi Ba'amrlai Kol Hayoim. What, you don't think this damage is within us even now? And even wherever you are, that's over here when he says, Nidmalik Hilu Hargim, I see when they insult me, they're murdering me. And Kach Otsur, it's in my bones. These insults are collected deep down in my bones. The Atzmo Sai Mashet Sarai Machisen Umchorfen Oisi. Panav Elokai. Rashi's going to battle these difficult words. Panai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shu'or Panai. So Rashi goes out on his own. Rashi is not learning all these perushim. The word Panai means Chayai. He's not learning Panai means Hashem has Kimei Oilam Hoyeli Yeshua's Panai. He's not saying the word. He's not learning like the Radak that says in this first interpretation that the salvation will arrive to me, will come to me. But he says the word Panai is a word, it's a metaphor, it's a code word for Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Or Panai Veloikai. It's a word that means Hashem. Ki oidenu Yeshuais of Hashem. Take the two words Panai Veloikai and substitute them with the word Yudke Vovke. The day will yet come when I will praise Hashem, Ki oidenu, for the oidenu, I will praise him, Yeshuais Hashem, the salvations of Hashem. Mm-hmm. Okay, it doesn't fit so well either when you substitute it in, because you have to connect the previous words. But it says the word Panai Veloikai is nothing more than an elaborate expression describing the Ribbono Shel Olam, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Or Panai Veloikai. Adayin Yesh Li Boi Tikva. I still have hope. The Lama Sami. Oichili Lokim Ki Oid Oidenu. I have faith, I have hope in Hashem. Ki Oid Oidenu. I will yet praise him, Yeshua's Panai Velokai, for his salvation. His salvation is an expression. It's all it means. Okay, we'll leave that. Now, before we conclude, I want to point out something that this touched upon from Machol. Machol's expertise of the Dalet Malchios. In Dalet Malchios, Rashi says something here. This Mizmar is a very powerful Mizmar. It's the first mizmah of this second book of Tehillim from the B'nai Korach mizmah. And Rashi in the beginning says something that it's dynamite. He says, it says in the pasuk three times the word tishtaychachi, ma tishtaychachi. They're very similar. Three times there's a pasuk, and they're very, very similar. Not exactly the same, but they're very, very close. Ma tishtaychachi. We'll go back and just see the three pasukim so we can understand a little bit better. The first time, is in Pasuk Vav. Ma tishtoichachi nafshi. Why are you so downtrodden, my neshama? Vatehemi oloi. Why are you in a state of turmoil? Hoichili lelokim. Have hope in Hashem. Ki oid oidenu yeshuois ponov. Okay, so notice here, this is the salvation of Ponov, of his Ponim. That's why we asked the question today, that it should say in this pasuk Ponai. It should say Ponov. It does not say here Veloikoi. In this pasuk is the most similar to the last pasuk. Very, very similar. Ki oidoidenu. Here it just concludes the Yeshuois Ponov. And in our pasuk it says Yeshuois Ponai Veloikoi. Otherwise, if I'm not mistaken, the pasuk is exactly the same.
Yeah. And the
second one is very different. Not very, but the second one is pasuk. Where to go? Pasuk Zion. The very next pasuk. Pasuk Zion. Eloikai. Alai nafshi tishtoichoch. Upon you, my neshama is downtrodden. Because of you, alai, upon me, meaning it's weighing down on me, my neshama, tishtoichoch. My neshama is in a state of depression. And therefore, Al Kain, therefore, as Korcha me Eretz Yarden, I will yet still remember you in the land of the Yarden. V'chermoneh mehar mitzor. Now, I'm not going to go through and repeat the whole, all the perush that we learned on this pasuk, all different mefarshim. We'll just let's leave it out for now. But here is the second pasuk which mentions that the neshama is downtrodden. So Rashi, in the beginning of this mizmor, says something that is very interesting, and he says the reason why it says the word tishtoi choch three times in this mizmor, it alludes to three of the four golios. The golos of Bavel, the golos of Yavon, and the golos of Edom. What about the fourth golos, the parasumodai? So Rashi left that because golos umodai was a golos not where the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed or disturbed. We didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. There's a fundamental, this itself is an amazing point, which we went to spend a lot of time on, is that there's a difference that the golos of parasumodai stands out. Because that golos, we anyway were in golos. The Jews were in Bavel. The Jews were in golos during the 70 years between the Bayis Rish and the Bayis Sheni. So why is that called a separate golos? Why isn't that era included in the Tekufa of Bavel? Bavel destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. The Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was not built until 70 years later. Really more in the time of, so all of that entire stretch of time should all be concluded in Golus Bavel. You'll tell me, no, Nebuchadnezzar came to an end. His grandson Belshazzar was killed by Daryovish Hamodi. Daryovish Hamodi, and then came the son-in-law Paras. Who cares? The one that started the problem was Nebuchadnezzar. So just because Paras Umodai came along and they extended the Golos, who cares? A new president comes to town, even a new party. What?
I just came up with a different angle to answer that question. Because in all of these three, it talks about being downtrodden.
Yeah.
Downcast.
Yeah.
And in the Golos, of course,
Well, that's only the salvation.
Something that is not, that doesn't match with the other ones. I know you have an idea.
There was salvation. There was okay, fine. But basically, let's first appreciate the question.
It would really have been nice if that second one had mentioned Panim again, which it didn't, I would have said, but there was, in Parson Madai, there was Hester Panim.
There was Hester Panim, and his Panov.
Only two out of three mentioned Panim.
Interesting. But let's appreciate the question. There are four Golios: Bavel, Parson Madai, Yavon, and Edom. The Golos of Babel destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Golos of Yavon, the Yavonim, they took over the Beis HaMikdash. There was no Avodah. It's mashma that for 52 years they did not bring Korbanos. The Beis HaMikdash came to a stop. The service in the Beis HaMikdash was completely stopped. At the time of the Nitzachon, it says they had to completely cleanse the Beis HaMikdash from Avodah Zarah. They had to demolish the Mizbeach. So that means that until then there was no Mizbeach, there was no Korbanos. There was a complete disruption. A complete disruption is equal to a Chorban. And of course, it goes without saying that the Bayis Sheni Edom destroyed the Bayis Sheni. But Paras Umodai, Haman, and Achashverosh didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. There was no Beis HaMikdash. They just extended. Okay, so that's why it only says over there, that's why it was a Golos within a Golos. V'Anochi Hastirasta, we explained that. Okay, that was last week. But over here, let's focus not on just why it says look at Tishtoi Chachi or Tishtoi Choch, the depression, look at the salvation. Look how the way we describe the salvation of each of these three, they're very different. The salvation of Golos Bavel is Ki Oid Oidenu Yeshua Isponav. I will yet to praise him for his salvation. What was his salvation? The salvation was he came to an end. The Golus came to an end. The Yeshua is part of Nebuchadnezzar came to an end. Nebuchadnezzar and his son Evel Meroidach and his grandson Belshazzar, Vashti, they came to an end. Yeshua is panav. Ki oir oidenu Yeshua is panav. When Vashti was killed, when Haman Achashverosh said to Vashti, Vashti, come, and she refused to come, and Haman said, kill her, that was a fulfillment. Ki oid oidenu Yeshua is panav. The end of the regime, a regime of tyranny, of wickedness, came to an end. That same very similar expression is used in reference to the end, the third Golus. Very spooky. There's a very close relationship between the end of Golus Edoim and the end of Golus Bavel. Golus Edoim ended off on a very flat note. There wasn't any big spectacular celebration. What was the end? What was the end of Golus Bavel? There were no celebrations. Vashti was executed. That was it. Vashti was the end of the line of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar thought he would live forever. He compared himself Adam Elo Elyon. What did Hitler say? The Reich of a thousand years? What do you say?
Yes, the thousand-year Reich.
The thousand-year Reich. Nebuchadnezzar was worse. Nebuchadnezzar forever. Adam Elo Elyon. Guess what? 70 years later, they're all dead. Gone. No one cares. No one remembers. Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Meroidach, Belshazzar, Vashti. Over. Finished. He was eliminated in the most disgusting way. Take her out and have her killed. Did they make a big party? Did anyone celebrate? Was it headline news? Doesn't seem that the Jewish press reported it. It wasn't such a big deal that it called for a parade. It wasn't such a big deal. How do we describe the end of Golus Edoim? Golus Edoim, Rome. Okay, Titus. Okay, you go to the arch of Titus. And there you see the depiction of the Churban Yesheni. So Edoim is still in operation. It's now been almost 2,000 years, they're still going on. How will their Malchus come to an end? The same way it says. Ki oid oidenu Yeshuos. A little bit different. I don't know the nuance. Ponai veloi koi. Okay, here it says ponai instead of ponov, and it says eloi koi instead, and before it did not say eloi koi, which maybe means that when they come to an end, you have to be medayik, when the Golus Edom will come to an end, it will come to an end with a revelation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's how we have to say it. It's going to be very, very different. When Bavel came to an end.
But then I'm thinking here that he's talking about Hashem Nitzad Betzara, Imo Anokhi Betzara.
Imo Anokhi Betzara. We'll be in Golus. Okay, you're saying a different shah. You're saying a very nice shah. You're talking about the Golus, that Hashem is also in Golus. But you have to say that Hashem was in Golus also during the Churban. Venochi Haster Aster Panai. Imo Enochi Bitzara. Hashem was also in Golus with Klal Yisrael during the time of the Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, but let's say, it's interesting. At the very end, think about it. At the very end of the Golus, the Golus of Bavel, Vashti is executed. Was there any revelation of Hashem's divine presence in this world? No. Nothing. Achashverosh, in fact, is celebrating the end of Hashem. He's celebrating the end of the Jewish people, the end of the Beis HaMikdash. He's making a party. He's wearing the big day Kohen Gadol. He's bringing out all the Kalim. And he says, oh, Vashti, come. Come, Vashti. Come and show everyone how beautiful you are. She doesn't want to come. He kills her. The party goes on. The party goes on. We're still celebrating the end of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The end of religion. Religion is old school. The end of religion. For us, it was a very great salvation, a very great miracle that Vashti was put to death. Because Vashti held in her this desire of don't ever rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That was some of the Mefarshim, they learned that's a very important point of the Megillah, is that as long as Achashverosh married Vashti, Vashti would never allow the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt under any condition because she is the granddaughter, the great-granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. She will never allow the Beis, she's the queen, she will never allow the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Meroidach, Baal Shetzar, Vashti. No way will she ever allow the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. Impossible. Now that she has been executed, she has been just out of the way, now the seeds have been planted where there's a possibility for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. Because what does Achashverosh really care? So when she died, that was the end of the impediment of not rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. It was cause for great celebration. But yet there was no celebration. It was the Yeshua's Ponov. It was a salvation of, but it wasn't Elokai. The world was Olam Kimin Hogoi Nohog. There was no Hakara of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone, the world went on. No one cared. They were still making the party. The party was still going on, celebrating the end of the Beis HaMikdash, that the Mashiach didn't come for the Jewish people. But the end of Golus Edoim, it's going to be the end of Rome, finished. The end of their hashpah in this world, it'll be the Yeshua's Ponai, but this time it's going to be different. This time when Edom comes to an end, it's going to be Veloikoi. The world's going to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hoya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz. The salvation will be Elokai. Now just to tie up, what about the geula, the redemption of Yavon? That's the middle one. Yavon is Pasik Zayin. Pasik Zayin. Where was there a Chorban? The Chorban was while the Jewish people were living in the land. They were not exiled. They were living in Eretz Yisrael. So it says, Eloikai, Olai Nafshi Tishtoichach. I'm depressed. For your sake, here I am, living in Eretz Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is not under our control. The Yevonim have taken over the Beis HaMikdash. They've introduced idolatry. They've taken over. Here we are, the Jewish people, we're suffering in our own land. They're taking away our own religion from us. They've stolen the Beis HaMikdash. Al kein diofor eskarcha me'eretz yarden. What does it mean, Eretz Yarden? Eretz Yisrael. Eiver HaYarden. Eiver HaYarden, not on the east, on the west side. Moshe wanted to travel over to the Eiver HaYarden, going from the desert, from the east to the west. Within Eretz Yisrael, we cried out to you, Hashem. V'chermoinim mehar misna. I don't know what those words mean. V'chermoinim, then it has to mean something, it has to allude to something that was taken. That then requires much more hesber. But the middle pasuk, Rashi says the middle pasuk refers to the golus of Yavon. Of Yavon. And therefore, during the Golus of Yavon, the Golus of Yavon was unique in that it was a Golus within Eretz Yisrael. V'zman shebeis hamikdash hayekayim. There was a Beis HaMikdash, just it was not under control. So therefore, the crying out and the hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu took place from the land of the Yarden. The land of the Yarden, I'm suggesting, is a term, another term to describe Eretz Yisrael. Because that's how we came in. We came into Eretz Yisrael by the miracle, Yahushua, of crossing over the Yarden. And there must be some very interesting secrets about the Golus of Yavon, the Chermayni Mehar Mitzar. Okay, everybody, so this concludes Mizmor Mem Beis, Amir Hashem. Tomorrow we're going to begin Mizmor Mem Gimel. It's a short Mizmor. Okay, tomorrow Mem Gimel, take a short break, and then we're going to talk about Parshas Chayei Sarah. It's all about marriage. About marriage, I want to talk about Sheva Brachas, the Brachas, some interesting ideas regarding the blessings, the seven blessings that we make at a wedding and at a Sheva Brachas. Mordechai, you have a chasta coming up. You have to sharpen your skills.
109-year-old fellow, Yosef Goldstein, died in Israel.